Senator Dzik.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, if you be so kind as to stand for prayer, today's chaplain is Reverend Amanda Luneman from Grace United Methodist Church in Burnsville. And as usual, members, after the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the integrity of your spiritual tradition or practice, I'm going to invite you to join me now in practicing the power of the pause. Creator of the cosmos, we come before you today carrying the exhaustion and the insanity of a world imprisoned in the chains of division. And so we gather in this space as both weary and empowered civil servants of Minnesota, reclaiming anew our vow to serve our public. Humbled by the freedom afforded to us in this moment, help us not take this liberty as license, but let it release us to be stewards of the common good, where the care for the community stands above the care of the individual, where that common good stands above the uncommon privileged few, where the silence and invisible are given voice and visibility. Liberating spirit, release us. Release us from our tribal allegiances so that the actions of our governance today reflect a higher calling of justice. Restore our integrity to that calling so we may help shape a landscape of well-being for our fellow human beings and our state, where we are boldly free to imagine a society more just and more equal than the one that is currently offered today, where we have been imprisoned into our party allegiances and self-righteous moral authority. May your spirit release us and activate us to pursue a vision that brings our constituents together for the livelihood of us all. O God of sacred vision, guide us back to our call to public stewardship, where beloved community serves as our vision more than individual rightness. As instruments of change, mold us into the elected officials worthy of our community's support. Empower us to be courageous prophets for a future groaning for justice and well-being. Render our egos, dissolve our apathy, connect us in our diversity, unite us in our differences, so that justice and freedom may flourish. O guiding wisdom, it is in humility and hope we pray to you this morning as citizens and servant leaders of the state of Minnesota. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Dzik, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fete, Friends, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunesh, Kopeck, Lang, Latz, Liskey, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Muhammad, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umuverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Hochschild, St. Paul, Minnesota, Mann, Mexico City, Pappas, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Port, Burnsville, Minnesota. Members, a quorum is present. Members, we will start at the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications were received. Please make note. No action required. Members, we will proceed to the third order of business. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 13 and 150. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. We now proceed to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we will now proceed to the fifth order of business. Senator Desick for a motion to adopt the committee reports.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted, with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments, and I ask for a roll call vote.
A roll call has been requested. A roll call has been granted. Any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll. Please vote, members. Senator Morrison. Members, all those having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 45 ayes and 15 noes. The motion is adopted. Continuing under that same order of business, Senator Desick to lay appointments on the table. Senator Desick.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table, and I ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call requested. Roll call granted. Any discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will take the roll on the a motion to lay the appointments on the table. All those voting who have a desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 54 ayes and 7 noes. The motion to lay on the table is adopted. Members, we will now proceed to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The secretary will read the Senate file numbers.
Senate file numbers 1462, 1336, and 23.
The Senate files have been given their second reading. Members, proceeding to the seventh order of business, Senate readings of House bills. The secretary will read the House file number.
House file number 213.
The House file has been given its second reading. Members, we are now proceeding to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. If you're going to follow along, please go to the Senate bill introductions and go to page 17. On page 17, Senate file number 1807 has been referred to Jobs and Economic Development. As I mentioned, members, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Now moving to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. Members, we will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move that Senate File 116 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans and be re-referred to the Committee on Labor. This is my bill, and might I add, Mr. President, it's a very good bill, and I have spoken with both authors, or both chairs, and they are in agreement.
Thank you, Senator Rarick. Senator Rarick moved that Senate File number 116 be withdrawn from the Committee on State and Local Governments and Veterans and re-referred to the Committee on Labor. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Fateh.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 184 be withdrawn from the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services, and I have spoken to both chairs.
And they are in agreement, and this is your bill, Senator Fateh?
Yes.
Thank you so very much. Senator Fateh moved that Senate File number 184 be withdrawn from the Committee on Housing and Homeless Prevention and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
Mr. President?
Senator Muhammad.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 456 be withdrawn from the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
And this is your bill, and you've talked to both chairs, and they're in agreement, Senator Muhammad?
Mr. President, this is my bill, and the chairs are in agreement. Thank you.
All right. Senator Muhammad moved that Senate File 456 be withdrawn from the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention and re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails.
Mr. President?
Senator Pratt, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd like to make an author's motion, please.
You'd like to do what?
I'd like to make an author's motion, please. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 646 be removed from the Committee on Public Safety and Judiciary to the Jobs Committee.
And Senator Pratt, is this your bill?
This is my bill, and I've spoken with both chairs.
And they are in agreement?
They are in agreement. Chair, you and I discussed this on Mr. Chair versus Mr. President. Mr. President, I spoke with the chair of the Jobs Committee and Judiciary Committee both on Monday.
No problem. And this is your bill. All right. Senator Pratt moves that Senate File number 646 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Jobs and Economic Growth. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Kuhn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 862 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and re-referred to the Committee on Capital Investment. It is my bill, and I have spoken with both committee chairs with approval. Thanks.
Thank you there, Senator Kuhn. Any discussion on the motion? Senator Kuhn moves that Senate File number 862 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and re-referred to the Committee on Capital Investments. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 1097 be withdrawn from the Committee on Housing and Homeless Prevention and re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. This is my bill, and all parties are in agreement.
All right. Senator Kunesh moved that Senate File number 1097 be withdrawn from the Committee on Housing and Homelessness Prevention and re-referred to the Committee on Human Services. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Seeberger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file number 1317 be withdrawn from the Committee on Agriculture, Broadband, and Rural Development and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. This is my bill, and I've spoken with both chairs, and they're in agreement.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Seeberger moved that Senate file 1317 be withdrawn from the Committee on Agriculture, Broadband and Rural Development, and re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file 1385 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and returned to its author. This is my bill.
And this is your bill, and all the parties are in agreement, Senator?
This is being returned to the author, Mr. President.
Being returned to the author. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Senator Coleman moved that Senate file 1385 be withdrawn from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection and returned to its author. Any discussions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate file 1502 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and returned to the author.
Senator Green moved that Senate file 1502 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and returned to its author. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Desick.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to take up the confirmation calendar.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Who's the first one back? Senator Klein.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the report from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection reported January 26, 2023, pertaining to appointments be taken from the table.
All those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, say no. The motion prevails. Senator Klein.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye. All those opposed, say no. The motion prevails. Senator Klein.
Mr. President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection dated January 26, 2023, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Grace Arnold as Department of Commerce Commissioner.
To your motion, Senator.
Mr. President, Commissioner Grace Arnold was first appointed by Governor Walz in April of 2021 and then reappointed in November of 2022. She took the job during the middle of a global pandemic and took the situation and ran with it, leading the effort to pass successful bipartisan legislation. Prior to her appointment, she served as the Deputy Commissioner of Insurance for the Commerce Department. In that role, she oversaw the life insurance, health insurance, and property and casualty insurance markets in Minnesota, ensuring that Minnesotans' insurance companies complies with Minnesota law and that insurance companies are financially strong. Commissioner Arnold also spent nearly a decade at the Center for Consumer Information and Insurance Oversight of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, where she helped lead the technology turnaround of healthcare.gov and led policy development during the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Commissioner Arnold also has experience in the private sector, working on product development for individual and family plans at Bright Health. Mr. President, in her time as Commissioner, Commissioner Arnold has worked with the Energy Committee chairs in both bodies to reach agreement on the Energy Conservation and Optimization Act, which passed with bipartisan support in 2021. She led the collaboration with the Minnesota Health Plans to assure that everyone could get tested and treated for COVID-19 without co-pays or deductibles. She led the collaboration to ensure that Minnesotans could receive health care through improved access to telehealth. She worked with the legislature to reach agreement on licensure requirements for debt buyers, which will add consumer protections. Commissioner Arnold strengthened and adapted Minnesotans' insurance regulatory regime by working with the legislature to pass three MAIC model acts into law. She also worked with the legislature to properly enforce Minnesota's laws that protect children from toxic chemicals in toys and other youth products. She helped reach agreement on reinsurance on a bipartisan basis early in the 2022 session to provide certainty to both Minnesotans who purchase private health insurance and to carriers operating in the individual market. And she oversaw the return of a record amount of money to consumers and historic levels of funding for energy assistance and weatherization to consumers. Under Commissioner Arnold's leadership, the department has a renewed focus on consumer engagement, education, and equity. Members, on your desks, you will see letters of support for Commissioner Arnold's confirmation from healthcare advocacy groups, labor unions, the University of Minnesota, insurance organizations, and clean energy advocates, among others. Commissioner Arnold's confirmation was passed out of the Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee on a bipartisan and unanimous vote. I do ask you to join me in voting green to confirm Commissioner Grace Arnold.
Senator Friends.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to join Senator Klein's request that members consider bipartisan support for Commissioner Arnold. As many of you know, the Department of Commerce also has the energy policy jurisdiction at which she has been outstanding just this session. Her department's engagement on the 100% clean energy bill was critical to hearing voices from all the utilities. I want to thank her for that. Also point out that we're working on the State Competitiveness Fund to allow municipals, co-ops, and the investor-owned utilities to take advantage of the federal matching funds. And for all those reasons and a lot more, I think the body would be well served to confirm Commissioner Arnold and to vote yes on this motion by Senator Klein. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I rise in support of the confirmation of Grace Arnold for the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Commerce. I have been very fortunate to work with Commissioner Arnold for the last couple of years, and there's things that we have been able to work on and come to an agreement and move some pretty good legislation forward. Some things we didn't agree on, but always Grace was always willing to sit down and talk about it and discuss it, and I do appreciate that she has been willing and available to always talk about the issues, and so I do appreciate that, and I would recommend that we confirm Grace as the Commissioner of Department of Commerce.
Senator Rasmussen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also rise in support of the confirmation of Commissioner Arnold. While we don't always agree on policy, I have appreciated her collaborative approach with members of the Commerce Committee. I also want to direct members to a letter in the packet distributed from the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner that recognizes Commissioner Arnold's leadership on the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, which is really important to make sure that Minnesota consumers and our Commerce Department and the regulated industries have a voice in how national model legislation is shaped that affects both Minnesota and the country. And so I appreciate her commitment to representing Minnesota at the national stage as well.
Senator Klein.
Mr. President, I request a roll call vote.
Roll call vote requested, roll call vote granted. Any other discussions? Seeing none, Senator Klein moved that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection, reported January 26, 2023, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Grace Arnold. Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will take the roll. Members, please vote. Voting under Rule 40.7, Senator Morrison will report those. Voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Housechild.
Housechild votes aye.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Mann.
Senator Mann votes aye.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas votes aye.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Port.
Senator Port votes aye. All those having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and 5 noes, the motion prevails, so the appointment is confirmed. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans, reported January 26, 2023, pertaining to appointments be taken from the table.
Any discussions on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that the foregoing report now be adopted.
Any discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans, January 26, 2023, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Commissioner Tarek Tomes, and I ask for a roll call.
Roll call vote requested. Roll call granted. To your motion.
Thank you very much, Mr. President and members. Tarek Tomes serves as the Commissioner of MINIT, the Minnesota Information Technology Services Department, and is the state's Chief Information Officer, having been appointed in 2019 by Governor Walz. Before his appointment, Tomes served as the Chief Innovation Officer and Chief Information Officer in the City of St. Paul. During that time in the City of St. Paul, Tomes pioneered the use of mobile applications to improve opportunities for residents and oversaw the launch of St. Paul's Open Information Portal, increasing transparency in government services. He has also served as an assistant commissioner of MINIT for 6 years, and he spent 13 years working for British Telecom. As a recognized industry leader, Tomes brings over 25 years of experience in managing technology innovation across diverse industries, both in national, international, and the public and private sector operations. Throughout his career, he has facilitated data-driven decision-making, implemented many critical enterprise projects, and improved workforce diversity and inclusion. Commissioner Tomes is a dynamic, experienced leader bringing to state government much needed experience to the critical work of information technology, and in service of the people of Minnesota, I ask that you vote for his confirmation today. Thank you.
Senator Coran.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of the appointment for Commissioner Tomes. I've had the opportunity to work with Commissioner Tomes since he was appointed originally on all Minnesota information technology and systems needs, from procurement to every facet of trying to make sure our workforce is prepared and agencies are prepared and his agency can best serve even in the difficult times we've had. So with his work on the Blue Ribbon Council and Tactical Advisor Group and the Cybersecurity Commission, always had a favorable opportunity to work with the commissioner. Even when we don't agree, we always have a great conversation about how and what's best for Minnesota. I rise in favor and I encourage a green vote. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Murphy moved that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government and Veterans, January 26, 2023, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Tarek Tomes. Seeing no other discussion, the secretary would take the roll. Members, please vote. Senator Morrison, for those voting under Rule 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Housechild.
Housechild votes aye.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Mann.
Senator Mann votes aye.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas votes aye.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Port.
And Senator Port votes aye. All those having voted who desires a vote. There's one more. Oh, sorry about that. All those having voted who desires a vote, the secretary will close the roll. There have been 64 ayes and 2 noes. The motion prevails, so the appointment is confirmed. Senator Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the report from the Committee on Education Policy reported February 1st, 2023, pertaining to appointments, be taken from the table.
Senator, I just ask that you move that mic up closer to your mouth when you speak. That'd be great. Any discussion on
the
motion?
How long have you been waiting to say that? Sorry, Mr. President.
Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Swazinski.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Swazinski.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education Policy reported February 1st, 2023, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Willie Jett II for the Department of Education Commissioner, and I ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call vote requested, roll call vote granted. To your motion, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Article 5, Section 3 of the Minnesota State Constitution gives us the power, the duty, if you will, of consenting and advising to the governor's nominations. Today's paper, the Star Tribune, had an incredible article about the nominee, the commissioner we're discussing right now, William Jett. And the very first sentence in the article says, William Jett's reputation precedes him. And I couldn't agree more. During our committee hearing on meeting the commissioner, he talked about partnering with educators and legislators and business leaders and higher education to advance and give access and opportunity to every child in every corner of the state of Minnesota. William Jett has experience at every single level of the education system. He's been a teacher. He's been a coach. He's been a principal. He's been a superintendent. He understands the highest level of discussions on education down to the lowest levels of discussion on education. On your desk, you'll see many letters of support for William Jett. And I think what you'll find if you peruse them is he's a very calm and steady and humble human being. His experience in greater Minnesota and suburban Minnesota and in the metro area, including at the University of Minnesota, is unparalleled. He's admired and respected by his colleagues statewide who share his love of education. In the packet, he's got recommendations from the Teachers Union Education Minnesota. He's got recommendation from the secondary school principals, from the elementary school principals, from the school superintendents, and from the Minnesota School of Administrators. During committee, his testimony was enlightening. He talked about things like the holistic child, and that we need to not just meet the needs of the academics of our children, but the spiritual needs, and the physical needs, and the emotional needs, and the mental needs. He talked about a rigorous curriculum for our students. He talked about teachers having the opportunity to grab those teachable moments that make the magic occur in our classrooms. He talked about not just the science of education, and this was music to my ears. He not just talked about the science of education and teaching, but he talked about the art of teaching. He said during committee that educators need to take care and nurture their souls. I don't know if I'd ever heard that before, that the role of education is to nurture the souls of our students. That's William Jett II. He gets it. He was voted unanimously in committee. The very last line in today's paper, in the article about William Jett, says, and I quote, At the end of the day, at the end of my tenure, I want people to know that I was about the kid. That's how that article ends. Our schools today are hurting. They're hurting. Our teachers are hurting. Our bus drivers are hurting. Our counselors are hurting. Our school nurses are hurting. Our principals are hurting. The kids, the parents. We got a myriad of issues facing education today. And now and then in history, the right person at the right time shows up. William Jack II is the right person at the right time to take us to back to where our schools are amazing places. There's often this metaphor that there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And some people will say that that light is an oncoming locomotive and we need to run. And there's others that say that that light should be embraced. That's William Jett II, and I ask for your support on the vote.
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I've known Willie Jett for 10 years. He's a really nice guy, and he's good at stuff. You should vote for him.
Senator Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Putnam. He's actually been listening to me, I think. So, Mr. President, I stand today to speak in favor of confirming William Jett as Commissioner of Education. In the short time that he's been the commissioner, I've had the opportunity to sit down and speak with him. It was a wonderful conversation, and when you look at his background, he has all the qualifications. So I do recommend folks to confirm him today. Mr. President, my one concern would have been that we would have waited a little bit. Commissioner Jett has had the position for about a month. You look at all the other confirmations we've taken up. These are commissioners who have been serving for a number of years. If we have experience with them, I would much prefer, and I think many members of my caucus would much prefer, that we have 2 to 4 months of time under their belt before we take up a confirmation so we can see. But with that said, I still would recommend that we confirm Commissioner Jett today. Thank you.
Senator Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the discussion that we have here this morning. Mr. President, as has been stated previously, the role of the Senate is to give their advice and consent. And I have some pretty strong advice for the Department of Education as we consider the appointment of Commissioner Jett. There have been some pieces of legislation that have come from the department and the Walz administration so far this year that's been very problematic. As a homeschooled student myself, protecting the rights of families and parents and homeschool kids to make the best educational decisions that they can has been something highly important to me for my entire life and for the thousands of Minnesotans and Americans across the country that utilize that. And earlier this year, we had legislation show up in an agency omnibus bill that sought to strip away some of these core homeschooling rights with mandatory annual reporting to the local school districts. That's problematic for families. That's problematic for superintendents. And so we saw as a response in just a matter of days, we filled up and overflowed the committee rooms in both the House and the Senate that sought to stand up against those provisions and call them out. And to their credit, the Department of Education came back. They spoke with me. I called them into my office directly. And they spoke with other members here. And to their credit, they agreed to remove those provisions from the education bill this year. There needs to be more ongoing discussions. The department cannot continue to insert discriminatory pieces of legislation like that, and they need to do a better job at working with stakeholders as they are approaching goals and policy agendas each year. A second piece that's in the bill that they are dug in more on is a requirement for PSEO students that religious schools cannot have statements of faith if they are going to offer PSEO courses. And that's very problematic and arguably unconstitutional under the First Amendment, both freedom of speech and freedom to exercise religion. And there's a lot of established case law about how government cannot discriminate funds that are used for non-religious and religious education. And when we see that PSEO is widely available in just about every college, U of M campus, many community colleges, it's widely available. It is not solely offered through religious schools here in Minnesota. It can be widely available at just about any school. And so if a student does not want to attend a religious education, there are plenty of options for them to choose from. And so my advice to the department is they have to sit down and go back to the drawing board on some of these problematic, discriminatory, and arguably unconstitutional provisions. They have to work with stakeholders in a more collaborative manner. And I trust I've heard some good reports. I haven't been able to meet Commissioner Jett yet personally, but I've gotten some, you know, good words of advice by those that have met him here. So my advice to the commissioner, I will be voting yes on his confirmation, despite all that, but that's my charge and my advice that I'm giving to the department of some very untenable practices that we've seen so far this term. There's ample opportunity to course correct and get the department back on the straight and narrow so that they can effectively serve all Minnesotans from all walks of life. But I wanted to call that out, ask the Department of Education to do better, to get back to the drawing board, and to be more effective in being collaborative in their policy decisions with Minnesotans. So with that, thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Drazkowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, two out of the last 3 years, we had an unprecedented theft of the people's money stolen through the Minnesota Department of Education. This state government supervised the theft of $250 million. And the responsibility was with the Minnesota Department of Education. Now, Mr. President, that commissioner is no longer there at the department. And I have queried in committee a variety of people in position to ask them about what is being done in our state government to find out who is responsible for allowing this to happen within our government. And members, Mr. President, I have yet to find one person in the Walz administration to step forward and take responsibility, be accountable, or even to find a way to prevent that from happening in the future. So if the Senator Swazinski would yield, I'd appreciate it, Mr. President.
Senator Swazinski will yield. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senator Swazinski, as you know, there were 51, I think, indictments so far and at least six convictions in the broad scandal of the theft of $250 million of the people's money through the Department of Education. Now, I haven't met Commissioner Jett, but certainly you have, and you spoke very highly of him. Can you point to us specific things that this commissioner has done or said that are persuasive to you that he is going to actually take this seriously and clean up the failures within the Minnesota Department of Education that erupted out of and still exists there today due to the Feeding Our Future fraud?
Senator Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator Drazkowski. First of all, I'd like to say I don't think to say that those things are still there today is an accurate assessment, and so we may have to disagree on that. The other thing is you're pointing up something that happened in the past, and the Department of Education, I think if you read the reports that came out, you'll find out that they did everything by the book, and the people that committed the fraud, the 51 people I think you mentioned. I hope they suffer the full extent of the law. And so, but to answer your overriding question, I think William Jett, Commissioner of Education William Jett, is going to rise to the occasion. And I think a year or two from now, you're going to be humbly grateful for the leadership he's going to provide. Thank you for that question, Senator.
Senator Justice Jasinski. Senator Jasinski.
Draskowski. I've got it.
Draskowski.
I've got
sorry.
It, Mr. President. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm mixing up those skis there.
It's still winter, Mr. President. So thank you. Senator Swazinski, the department did not do everything they were supposed to do. As a matter of fact, we have two laws in the state of Minnesota, our laws that direct any department that suspects fraud to report it to the Office of the Legislative Auditor. Specifically, last year I sent a letter to the Office of the Legislative Auditor and asked her, has the Department of Education contacted you about this? Can you show us the copy of the contact that they made to you, auditor, to fulfill this? I was pointing to one law at that point, Senator, and there is another one that also asks that or requires the same thing. And the response from the legislative auditor was, we have never been contacted by the Minnesota Department of Education about feeding our future. And as a matter of fact, she went on to elaborate, the first time that the Office of Legislative Auditor heard about the fraud around feeding our future was when she read about it in the newspaper. This is an abject failure of our government to do what we are telling it to do in statute that has been developed by legislatures and governors for decades into history. The culpability of the Department of Education in this definitely exists. They did not do what we told them to do in law. So if Senator Swazinski would yield again, Mr. President.
Senator Swazinski, will you yield? He will yield. Senator Draskowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. So Senator Swazinski, again, my question is there anything specific that Commissioner Jett has said to you that persuades you to believe that he is taking Feeding Our Future and the fraud that happened in the department that he is taking the helm of? Is there anything specific he has said to you to persuade you that he's going to take it serious and commit to strong action to make sure that things are cleaned up and that the department actually begins to follow our laws?
Senator Swazinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Draskowski, I hope that you take the opportunity to come to my office. I don't have a copy of the governor's bill in front of me, but if you swing by today, or next week, or at your leisure, I'll show you the specific provision in the governor's bill that addresses many of your concerns that the governor and the next commissioner will do to avoid what happened from ever happening again. And I just want to remind our senators that this was we should never forget what's happened in the past, and this is coming from a history teacher, obviously, but I think the commissioner is going to like I said, Senator, in a year or two from now, you're going to be coming and saying he's doing a fine job. So thank you, Senator. I'm swing by my office.
Senator Draskowski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senator Swazinski, thank you. I'll come by. I'm sure we'll talk. But what the governor is proposing is to spend more taxpayer money and hire more people. That's what he's proposing to do. What should have happened is the people there should have followed the law. We've got thousands of people in the Minnesota Department of Education, I assume. I don't have the number in recall, members, but these agencies need to be accountable to the people of Minnesota and the laws that they've created. And this department is in default, huge default. And I want to be assured, Mr. President, that this commissioner takes this seriously moving forward. And if there hasn't been a public statement from this commissioner about how serious that is and what actions he's going to take at this point in the process, I find that very concerning. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Coon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of confirmation of Commissioner Jett. And I appreciate the lively discussion we've had today, and there are a lot of pressing issues right now in education, and I too have concerns with some of the policies and the direction the Department of Education is currently going with education. But Commissioner Jett is new to the office, and I'm going to limit my comments to Commissioner Jett and what I know and what I have to go off of at the moment, given the short amount of time he's been in office. And I've met with Commissioner Jett. I found him to be well qualified, as has been discussed already, and I won't go into detail on that. We had a good meeting. We discussed maintaining high academic and behavioral standards in our public schools for all of our students. We had a good discussion about the importance of building public trust in our public schools so that all of the families in our state believe that the public school system belongs to them. And we had a good discussion about the importance of enhancing the trades in our public schools. I found Commissioner Jett to have an open mind on these issues and a willingness to work across the aisle. And I support, I look forward to working with him on these issues and more. So I support a yes vote to confirm Commissioner Jett. Thank you.
Senator Kunesh.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have had numerous conversations with, soon-to-be Commissioner Jett, and I appreciate the experience that he has brought to this role as a commissioner for our state, the fact that he has worked from the very grassroots level of education into coaching, into mentoring, and all of the different levels of education, assistant principal, principal, superintendent of a very large, diverse school district. And he has done it with grace. He's done it with dignity. He's done it with respect. But he's done it mostly making sure that the students are the ones that are the center of the policy and the work that he has done. And so throughout my conversations with soon-to-be Commissioner Jett, I have all the confidence that he will do the work that needs to be done for Minnesotans and their children, and that as we work hard to not only rebuild but to improve the education of our students across Minnesota, that he will be a worthy partner, and I fully endorse and ask all of you to vote for Mr. Jett as our next commissioner.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Swazinski moved that in accordance with the report from... Is there someone else? I'm sorry. Senator Abler.
I thought you nodded twice at me when I raised my hand, Mr. President. So I was waiting like... Anyway, so Mr. President, I have a thought to offer on this topic, if I still may. So... I rise to speak in favor of Commissioner Jett. In the paper today that Senator Swazinski referenced, State Education Department is now jet-fueled. And so that's kind of optimistic. But I've had a couple conversations with him and had the privilege of sitting through the confirmation hearing. My recent conversation was as recently as 8 o'clock this morning. And in thinking, what can I say that's productive and... I'm optimistic, Mr. President, and as people have mentioned, he's kind of new on the job. He's not new to the industry. Apparently, he's well-known. People who I respect have a lot of respect for him. And so, but still, I think in the state government, it's like the sun is starting to rise. You think it's going to be a nice day. And you look around, it's all blue, and you think, well, this could be a really good day for things to go well. And I'm giving him that spirit of optimism. And as we chatted, he seemed like the kind of person who would actually engage in a constructive way with people like me and others who have concerns about the status of our students, concerns ranging from, if you were a kindergartner in the beginning of COVID, you had a year or two online learning, which if you know about kindergartners and online learning, how could that go? They're now facing second grade, not really knowing how to read, and crises like that, and he's well aware, and I'm eager to work with him on matters like that. And I'd like to, Mr. President, if I can quote some famous person from the who was quoted in today's paper. It said, Senator Jim Abler, Aranoka, said that while he believes the state's revised social studies standards were rammed through with little input from critics, he's hopeful JET will be more open in his department as his department crafts policy going forward. It even quotes a direct quote, Mr. Chair, from this very interesting individual. It seems like you're the kind of person that, like, you're that kind of person, and I appreciate that in you, Abler said, told JET during his confirmation hearing. And Mr. President, I think so. And I think he needs to be that person, because in this area, education should not be political. It should be all about the students. How do we help them succeed? And you and I have been here long enough to see all these great ideas come forward and many crash and burn. But I pray that this is the person to lead the department, engage with us on a bipartisan basis, and move the ball forward and help each of these students not just succeed, but thrive. And so I'm very pleased to offer my support and my vote yesterday. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Swazinski moved that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education Policy, reported February 1st, 2023, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Willie JET II. The Secretary will take the roll. Please vote, members. Senator Morrison, for those voting pursuant to 40.7.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Housechild.
Aye for Senator Housechild.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Mann.
Aye for Senator Mann.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Pappas.
Aye for Senator Pappas.
Mr. President, I report aye for Senator Port.
And aye for Senator Port. All those having voted who desire to vote, the Secretary will close the roll. There being 51 ayes and 13 noes, the motion prevails, so the appointment is confirmed. Members, we will now proceed to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest, excuses for the day. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Liske all day, and Jaczynski at 12 noon. Senator Ress.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to reiterate my invitation for to help celebrate Mardi Gras on next Monday for staff and members, Mardi Gras themed. King cake and chicory coffee in the president's suite during session if you have a chance to stop by. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Any additional announcements of Senate interest? Senator Lucero.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm wondering if Senator Ress would yield for a question.
Senator Ress, yield for a question during Senate interest? Senator Ress.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator Rest. In regards to your remark about Mardi Gras, I'm just wondering what would be an appropriate jacket to wear for Mardi Gras.
Senator Rest, to the question.
So, funny that you should ask that. We're going to have a drawing for a boa, a feather boa in Mardi Gras colors, and I'm going to encourage everyone on the slip to write Senator Lucero's name on it.
Good question, Senator Lucero. Any additional questions, any additional announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Dzik.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, we will have session on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. And we'll be sending out more information tomorrow on what the topic of those days are. And with that, Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, February 20th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the Senate is now adjourned.